Welcome to Manchester United Daily, the AI-generated podcast for all United fans out there. I'm your host, Alex, bringing you the latest from Old Trafford. Today, we'll journey from goalkeeper Andre Onana's adaptation at Manchester United to the transfer tales surrounding Bruno Guimarães. We'll also dissect tactical strategies, review recent games, and peer into the club's transfer market strategy. Before we kick things off with player news, let's delve into the details of today's match. Manchester United faces a crucial test against Bournemouth. Ten Hag, recently lauded for his tactical acumen, has his eyes set on solidifying United's position for European competition next season. The team arrives at the Vitality Stadium with a mix of determination and cautious optimism, as the Cherries' recent performances suggest that they are more than capable of causing an upset, making today's game a potential turning point in United's campaign for a top-four finish. Shifting our attention back to our players, Andre Onana arrived at Old Trafford amidst the buzz of expectation. His initial month saw him face criticism, but nevertheless, Onana's resilience remained intact. He fronted up to errors with the tenacity of a seasoned player, refusing to let mishaps define his journey. Despite a difficult integration, his performances lately have been formidable, earning him the adulation of fans and teammates alike. Turning to the transfer rumours engulfing Bruno Guimarães, the Newcastle midfielder, a gem in the Premier League crown, has garnered attention from Manchester United. His potential arrival begs the question, what could his influence be on the squad's current rhythm? Though committed to Newcastle, the links persist, and United's interest in securing his signature adds an intriguing layer to the summer's transfer narrative. In other news, Manchester United's tactical playbook under Erik ten Hag emphasises fluid attacking football, despite grappling with injuries. Ten Hag's ambition for a multifaceted strategy has seen adaptations throughout the season. Our defence, although confronted with variation, strives for coordination and resilience, an aspect Onana knows all too well from his vantage between the posts. Up ahead, we've got the Bournemouth clash, where tactics will be tested once more, and United's attacking prowess will need to shine. In the ever-evolving transfer market, Ten Hag's strategy resonates with the desire for double cover in every position. With the likes of Rasmus Højlund already making a mark and the anticipated new roles in the management hierarchy, United's transfer trajectory seems to be on a meticulous path. New signings, like the potential capture of Guimarães, could pivot United's playstyle and engender an even more cohesive unit going forward. To wrap up today's episode, Manchester United finds itself at a junction of reflection and anticipation. The blend of existing talent and the prospects of new additions paint a dynamic portrait of the team's future. As Old Trafford echoes with support, the squad readies itself for the next challenge, each game a stepping stone to greater heights. Thank you for tuning in to Manchester United Daily. Join us again for more insights, reviews, and debates. This has been your host, Alex. See you tomorrow.